and a lobster.
What's something that you could buy at the store? It's kind of expensive, but it's kind of curved, and it's got a, well, not really a shell on it. You can just peel it off with your hands. You can boil it or fry it.
Because a lobster, now his legs about that long. I used to clean them for, when I used to work for Touchstone, he used to order all that, you know, for the food in there during the winter. Mm-hmm. And they was about that big. Mm-hmm. But the legs was about that long. They are called, lobster's kind of like a crawfish, but they big.
What's something that's small, if you had to clean them, you'd have to take the shells off and you'd have to devein them? They're a little whiter, white color.
That's a, you talking about a shrimp?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
If you wanted to buy a lot of that, you'd maybe ask for 3 pounds of
shrimp.
And something that has a shell on it, like this, you have to open it up. Sometimes pearls grow in it.
That's a shrimp, ain't it?
Well, it's got a hard shell.
Yeah, some of them got hard shells and some of them ain't.
What's something that people sometimes eat raw?
I know what it is. It's, you can put them in jars. They be, oysters.
Something that's got a hard shell on it can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
That's a turtle.
Does a turtle stay on land or in water?
Well, there is a highland turtle, and there is one, some stays in water.
Any special names for the highland turtle?
Uh-uh.
Do you ever hear them called terrapin or cooter?
Well, a cooter stays in the water,
uh-huh.
And a tarpon stays in the water.
What's the difference between a cooter and a
tarpon? Well, that's a whole lot. There ain't no difference in them. It's just the names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't guess now. There is a hardback and there's a soft shell.
Mm-hmm.
And these highland, they grow about like that. And I bet you he can be coming across the street side there and you see him or he see you, he'll close up and you can work at him all day and you can't open him because he done shut up.
If you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Earthworms.
Is there another name for them?
Bait.
What about a little fish you could use?
Well, that's a minnow.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, stretched across the corner, up in the ceiling, you might find a
spider web.
Okay, just a second.
Pick me up something at 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, about 5 minutes or so. Something that you hear making a croaking noise around the lake at night.
Bullfrog?
What's something that's smaller than a bullfrog? A little tiny one, gets up in the trees.
Spring frog? No, tree frog?
Okay, what's the difference between spring frog and tree frog?
Well, it's a lot of difference because spring frog don't go up in no tree. He goes in the mud, in the ditch out there like in the water.
What about the one that stays just on the land?
What?
That's
a toad frog.
And a kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Well, some of them is gnats and some of them be little old bugs, but anyway, they call insects.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Something that eats holes in your wool clothes.